Shulchan said the Ramah answers it. Aruch HaShulchan said the Ramah is Matirit. Go figure that one out. So since there's a Machlokes with Gedolei Achronim, whether he's Matirit or he answers it, we don't know. We don't know. We have to look in the original sources. So yesterday we made a cheshmet, it was a good cheshmet, that should depend upon whether you're taking a chance on the Doraisa, Chomets Dog and Gom is Doraisa and Erev Pesach, well, you're only taking a chance as the Rabbana, because Chomets Nukshin are paid to most the Rabbana, so therefore, it's nothing so terrible to worry about. That's what I thought. And Taka worked out with the Sheetus. So I just wanted to add that the Maril, since there's a Machlekes, because Dolly Akrona, whether he's Matar, whether he asks it, so we don't know. We have to look in the original sources. So yesterday we made a cheshmet, it was a good cheshmet, that should depend upon whether you're taking a chance on the Doraisa, Chomets Dog and Gom is Doraisa and Erev Pesach, or you're only taking a chance on the Rabbana, because Chomets Nukshin Erev Pesach is most the Rabbana, so therefore, it's nothing so terrible to worry about. That's what I thought. And Taka worked out with the Sheetus. So I just wanted to add that the Maril, whenever we talk about Minhagim, and I've mentioned to you a number of times already, there are more quotes Minhagim, we have to look at the Maril. When you quote Vinim, you look at the Gemara. When you quote Minhagim, you have to look at the Maril, among other sources, because that's very often a primary direct line connection to the Rambam. Rambam quotes over here, there's a minhag not to use Meferis. I looked up the Maril in Shabbos HaGadol. He says Meferis, and Shabbos HaGadol is talking about having Ek Matzah for Shalosh Shudas. He says no, but for a surprising reason. I thought he'd say no, because of my cheshmet. I was waiting to see it there. To see that, no, after all, maybe we call that Rashi, and Rashi holds, Tosh Pshat, if you mix in the water with the egg, with the fruit juice, it's going to be a Daraisa, and therefore it's also an Erev Pesach, and therefore, whoa. Now what he said? Nothing to do with that. It's very Pashat. He says, we're afraid that water, it has a status of Chomets Nukshin. I Chomets Nukshe. Chomets Nukshe is not the rice and the Pesach with Hashtas. Right? We worry about the Derabonans. And therefore, not only worry about the Derabonans, we worry about from 12 o'clock on, which has the level of the Raisa, the Chomets Gomer, but even from 10 o'clock on. And he quotes the Gomer, which we learned about in the first parak. What did we learn? Come on. The first parak, I think it's the second parak. Where's the Gomer? Come on. What does it say? It's two prokhs, the first and the second parak. Hamekadesh, Mishesho, Solomala, Afilu, Bechite, Kordonai, Sen Choshen, Kiddushin. What's Chite, Kordonai, the quote of many we've shown him? What is it? No? Chavetz Nuksha. And the quote of many we've shown him, this din is true even. What? Mitchila Shech. So therefore, he quoted those Rishonim. He said, look, you see that this is the Chomets Nuksha. Even from 10 o'clock and on, it's also the Hanom and the Rabbona. Right, the Rabbona. And since we're Machmer, Chomets Nuksha, that Egg Matzah, which have a status of Chomets Nuksha, so we have to be Machmer, not the Egg Matzah. The end of story. So to my mind, the fact that Maril says so, and that Maril is such a pivotal figure in Minhagim, again, Dinim is Dinim, Mechom Yikru Dinim is Mutter on Pesach. So we arrive from anything. I said, what the minig was? Apparently the minig was for what the Maril said. The Maril said, it's also even on Erev Pesach. Not to the Maril, I thought I was so smart. I figured, Cheshman, it was a chant of the Daraisa, and then, yeah, the Rabbanan. God, nothing. It's the Rabbanan also anyway. Finished. That's why, to my mind, although I can't go on, who am I to argue against the Aruch HaShulchan? Aruch HaShulchan says that it's mutter. And in order to be, that the Ramah is matter. And in order to be, even if the Ramah is not matter, I want to be matter. I mean, in order to be Huda. And even starts making certain compromises we'll see soon within the Ramah. And if I'm not here to criticize anyone who follows that, I'm a PK. If you ask me what the minig is, the minig is what says in my real. Not the Egmat, even an error face. From 10 o'clock on. So that's why I go back to my recommendation that we have Chala. If you have the Egmat, you have it in the morning. It's 4:10. I have a problem of Matzah or Pesach. No, so for that is as cool as that's already not such a chabad of Gainian. The other minig is to be makom. But since there's a minig to be machmir on that, some people have a minig to be machmir on that also, saw the Rav and Avram, also made out to use Matan Lushelis, and etc. So the Chatzchila should be Machma. Just use Chalas. If your nerves can handle it. I saw a new newspaper yesterday, the gentleman who comes tells Svarim in the Beis Medrash, so he put it for here. It's yours for $10. So it's a vision of helping out a poor person, so I bought it. It's a table of Arab Pesach Chalas Shabbos written by a dying from Farakway, Shayoshim. So very nice, beautiful sefer. I read through it quickly last night. He talks it all, it's back and forth. One fast thing I have to tell you about, which we didn't discuss, but we made a very passing reference. We have 3 pages on it. I think it's a very beautiful discussion. Maybe it's harder for a different Shabbos on Gadol Rosh. Which is, we mentioned in the Shia, I think maybe someone asked it in the Shia. I recommend to have challahs and then put the challahs away. And even then, if you put the challahs away after the Sofas Man Achila, obviously you put the challahs away, and you go on eating a meal. So I think we discussed it in the Shia, wait a minute. Now I'm going to have a piece of potato cooking, a piece of chicken. Do I have to make an adom and a shahakal? Usually we say, no, it's considered part of the meal. The meal is the challah, and this is secondary to the challah. But now you can't eat the challah anymore, so maybe it should be like, mosh riyadayim in a pot, just put away the challah. It's called a Viennese table in the place of shalom. It's 3 pages or 4 pages on that topic. I read it quickly. His conclusion is, it's okay. Baruch Hashem. I'm afraid to conclude the other way around. Conclusion is that it's all right that you don't have to make a new bracha on the foods that you have, even though the Sofas Man Achilas chametz intervene. All right, Baruch Hashem for that. Incidentally, in this sefer he has the shiurim. A lot of the half the sefer don't do it erev Pesach for Shabbos. By the way, it's about it's always that way. It's not erev Pesach. It's not Pesach. It's not things. He has over here the following. 2 measurements, which to my mind require some question. He says that 0.87 fluid ounces. So I required 1 fluid ounce, remember? He's willing to settle on 0.87, 7/8 approximately a fluid ounce. Okay, so he's willing to discount the 1/8. He claims that is v'erech pochos michatzi matzah mechonah. That is less than a half a machine matzah. Now, I thought it's significantly less than half a machine matzah, because I came out with a cheshbon that even 1 fluid ounce was no more than 2/5 of a machine, so 0.87 would be what? It would be 7/8 of 2/5, which is mathematics. What's that? 7/20, right? 7/20. A little over a third, right. So I don't know why he has these little things.
7/20.
Okay, right. Anyway, that's Aleph. Base, I never measured a hand matzah. When I calculated the hand matzah, I was relying on Rabbi Eider, who said that as far as he cheshmed, the ratio of the hand matzah to the machine matzah is a 4-3 ratio. In other words, if you need a third of a machine, which should come out according to what this rabbi suggests, then it should have to have a quarter of a hand. 4/12, 3/12, mechule. He might not understand. He writes over here like this. He wants to be machul chatchila to double the shear, 1.69 fluid ounces. Which is almost double the 8.87. Almost. So how much is that? 1.69 fluid ounces. Then he says, the 1.69 fluid ounces is 2/3 of a machine matzah. Again, it's basically, well, not quite. Isn't that a steer in Abel Bay?
Yeah, 8.87.
Do the math. 0.87 is less than a half. That's just a little less than a half. Now he has 1.69 is 2/3 of a machine. That seems like conform to my measurement, no? Do the math for me, guys. I don't have a calculator. We'll make it 1.7 just to make it a little bit easier. If 1.7 is 2/3 of a machine, All right, come on, do a little, help me out with the math. 1.7 is 2/3 of a machine. Do a little algebra. And what, so how much is 1? We want the 1 ounce. So it's real. 1 over 1.7. I'm doing the right math. If 1.7 is 2/3, okay? Now what's the ratio of 1 to 1.7? Do me a favor. One is how much of 1.7? 10 17. Yeah, I know. So what is that in decimals? 0.4 approximately?
A little less than 0.6.
How can it be 0.4? It's more than half.
A little less than
0.6,
right?
102. 8.5 would be 5, and 1.5 is 1.5.
10 divided by 17, 100 divided by 17 is 5.6.
About 0.6. You use the calculator. It's about 0.6 approximately.
Yeah.
So 0.6. So 0.6 of 2/3. 3/5 of 2/3 is 2/5, exactly. Ah, Baruch Hashem. This is exactly what I said. So thank God if somebody will agree with me in the measurements. Finally. Okay? I don't understand what the next box is. It's contradiction to the first box. The first box is right. The second box is, when he says less than a half, sure it's less than a half. It's 2/5. It's a lot less than a half. He means less than a half. That's what he means, less than a half. Oh, then he has to follow. Then he says like this. Then he says that a machine, but this doesn't fit exactly. He says a machine matzah, he says it's 1.9 fluid ounces. I guess it's all close. It can't be so precise. 1.9 ounces is the whole machine matzah. I calculated less than that. I thought it was 1.9 as a whole, then what's 2/5 of 1.9? Less than that. I don't get into it. I don't see how this, all these cheshbonim stem. It's a little bit off. But okay. But then he says, umata shel yad, now catch this one, is be'erach 3.7 fluid ounces. According to his calculation, as opposed to Rabbi Eider said it's a 3-to-4 ratio, it's a 2-to-1 ratio. Instead of 4-to-3, it's 2-to-1. I never crushed up my machine, my hand shmurah. I hope to get my hand shmurah soon. We'll crush it up. We'll get a broken one. I don't know if I waste my red good matzah. We'll get a broken one. We'll see who's right. Because if this is right, then it's enough to have 1/5 of a hand shmurah. Yeah? I know that. I realize that. Obviously, we only take into account volume. That's what we're talking about. You have to crush it up. I assume I can call him up. Wait a minute. David, you're going home. It has this, no, it doesn't have his phone number. All right, so do me a favor. You go home, call him up. Say, how'd you get this cheshbon? I say, do the math. It's on page. Please do me, I'm serious. I need an answer on Sunday. It's page Kuf Kof Hey. All right, page Kuf Kof Hey, where he has, there seems to be a contradiction between one box and the next. It's all on the top line. Okay, so you have homework. Okay, you'll ask him. All right, good. Next, so we discussed the Maril, and we discussed the new same called Aliba de Hilchata. Very nice. Now, Rabbosai, we have a few more things to discuss. First is the Rosh. Let's turn to the Rosh, please. Very difficult Rosh. I don't know a way out of this Rosh. I can't get out. I have no way out of this. If you have, but I shouldn't feel so bad because now the carbon is not, there's no way out of it either, really. I don't understand what the Rosh is saying. Thank you. Okay, we read the Rosh quotes the Riv. We have to read it over here on page Kuf Kof Vav, halfway down the second column, with a little basis. He quotes the Rosh, still has the quotation of the Riv. Vahashta the Dvara. If someone wants you to play as little bases, you have to look in the Rosh. Rabbi Sai, you see right away, it's a major problem here. Everyone see the place? Everyone has it? Little base, halfway down in the second column. Vahashta the Dvara, Vafila may Paris, Pitarubis, Mayim, Ein Machmitzin. What do you mean, Ein Machmitzin? How did the Rosh interpret the Riv? Ein Machmitzin forever? Or Ein Mamar in the Hakim? How do we learn Pshat before we get out of the Rosh? How do we learn Pshat in the Riv? We don't know what the Riff holds, and the Riff is a little bit obscure, but the Pashas, the Riff, the way I read it, was it's not Mamar Lachmas. You leave it long enough, of course it's going to be Lachmas. And if we don't know it from the Riff himself, we know who follows the Riff all the time. The Rambam. The Rambam writes, in Ilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Perekei Halacha Chof, says, Halacha Chav is not really so powerful. Halacha Beis, and we saw the answer is more powerful. Halacha Beis, you're right. In this Are Bahem Mayim Kolshu, which is Mayim with the May parents, Hare Elu Machmitim. So it is Machmit. All right, it doesn't say Mamar Lahakmas, correct. So I think the Rosh is exactly the same as the Rambam and the Riff are the same thing. Because remember the Rabbeinu Noach we discussed? But the Rambam says, no, this whole idea of Mamar Lachmas says we don't paskin that way. That's one day in the Flamet of all, we paskin not that way. Fine. But if you leave it there forever, the Mayim with the May Paris are valid, it's Machmas. No one ever denied that. Pashup Shas that way. So here the Rambam asks against the Rambam and Paris, hey, Halacha Chof. We quote the defect the Riv. Zeh al das a Ravzal. Who's the Ravzal? The Ravzal is the Riv. So the Rav quotes the Ravzal. She saw me chazivi Rabbi Akiva. She omar lashti the Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. He saw behind the Shem with the Bash Lomu Lidova. Vadiv Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. She omar miyom at kam lushli b'chalva. Vani omer. Says the Rav. I say. Ulai lo nema elevis rizim. She yu ofen osu miyad. So the Ravid says, yes, it's true that May Paris and Mayim is Mutter. But it's Mamar Lahakmas, the only thing allowed for his reason. Says the Magad Mishnah, Vani Omer. Never said these are Vani Omer. The Ravid says, Vani Omer, Vani Omer. Ein lanu ligzar zeres midatenu achar doras ha-ga'onim zal. The Ga'onim, even though they came after the Gemara, no. They were big enough to make their own Zeres, but not us. Not the contemporaries. I mean, even though they came before the Rambam and the Rai, we can't make our own Zeres more than the Magad Mishnah. But the assumption of everybody here is, you wait long enough, it's going to turn into Chometz. There's no reason to assume not that way. May Paris alone is not Machmetz. May Paris Umayim L'Choras Machmetz. It's not Mamar, it's Chometz Dog and Gomorrah. That's what we assumed yesterday. If the Rush holds that way, it's just, we can't see what he's asking over here. First, the Lush of the Rush is already mashma, ain't machmitz, mitay machmitz, and klal, before we even go any further. But to prove it, look at the questions he asks. The Kosh of the Dvarov, Mehidam in the Kamon, Aflametesim, and Beis, Darminim Vatika, Bemaya, Bemilcha, Asiri, Bemishcha, Bemilcha, Shari, Alma, Muchak, Behedu, Demay, Peres, and Mamaya, Machmitzin. What's the Kasha? What kind of Kasha is this? You wait long enough, it's Machmitz. So the Karbon Asana points out that the pattern of the Rush holds at what? He learned interpreted, or maybe misinterpreted the Riff, that no matter how long you wait, never turns into Chometz. Then he goes weiter. V'chenahi minchas nesachim k'de pirash taliel. What's the kasha of minchas nesachim? Minchas nesachim, the Gemara says, what happened? Thank you. I'm sorry. Yeah? Okay. Minchas Nesachim. Where's Minchas Nesachim? Right over here, on the bottom of the first column. It says over there, Nashat Akrivel Ravat Milchas Estachem Lechibutz. So what did Rish Lakish say? V'gablom b'mayim v'ksheri. You see, chlor. If you mix water with May Paris, that's going to become chometz against the rib. What against the rib? You wait long enough, it becomes chometz. What's ketondo? So you see the carbon asanah pointing. Before I saw the carbon, I said, what does the Rosh want from this poor rib? This is what we call a bum wrap. A bum wrap. We're going to talk about that later today. There's a lot of marmotaymah time over here. But a bum wrap. So this is what the Rosh gave to the rib. That's the carbon asanah's kash. Sif cotton bays. Look, old bays in the carbon. I don't think I put it on the list because it's too long for you. But it's important anyway. Look, old bays. The Chora Masheri Di Rabbeinu Shehaven Sharif Shemei Peres and Taruvis Mayim Ein Achmitzim Klal Umi Shemachi Shaper Toifes Olami Vatika Dilo Mehachna Minchas Nesochen Vechein Mashma Ol the Mashe Kosel Lekam Hansim Lechov Gimel Lechov Dal Vachna Vatika Lefi Yerpir Sharif Ayin Shom Umashe Vil is that what caused the rush to interpret the rift this way? Hainu Bidlo Hizkir Arif Shetzorach Shima Belisha. Hello. Shift the forage kach you the rabbeinu solshim ha'adod. You should ask what kolsim for a gal over in Simon Aleph. Umash a posk rav alfas the other rabbi kirab akiva the may parents and machmitzim not feel with mayim. Hi, the Elisha sa isa shena memar in the hachmit. The yachol the shama mechimus kamal shar isa. So chastir hei obey had the Russians to stand the rift. So lama achakach shiroh divri arif shekosav akoy they mayim. Because the Rabbeinu Midvar V'Rishonim who Mukhach Lama the Machmitzim Hashem the Marv Nachmitz is a Docha Golo. He gave a bum wrap in Perek Beis and he didn't print the retraction in Perek Gimel like the papers. And in Perek Beis he blasts him and in Perek Gimel he reinterprets Rift to what we call the correct interpretation. He doesn't bother mentioning, you know, now what I asked before in Perek Beis is no cash. It's like today's Mamash, it's like today's papers. Call a guy a bum or a Russian. Listen,
page 23.
You don't even have 23. There's nothing. Simon Chum Gimel, page 23. There's not even a retraction there. There's not a retraction in Perek Gimel. Nothing. What's going on? It's a Doch HaGadol. A Doch HaGadol. So Trey goes around and around. After all his talking, he says, the Kongol and the Skara, Dainty and Sarafli, he glasses Ian Rav, was it. And I tried myself, I couldn't get any way out of this. If someone can get out of this hole, please let me know. I have no way out, I push it, don't know a way out of this mess. Can't figure it out. Don't know. And this is related as well. Oh, so that, to me, it's a big mess, I can't figure it out. I don't know how to get out of this. Don't know. Go weiter. Weiter. Hilchach near release the rush when we left off, please. He can't know all the answers. I don't know the answer to this question. If you have an answer, please let me know. You have homework. Okay? I have time after we finish here. Still have time to go back to Beis Medrash. We have to leave early. You figure out the rush for me if you can, or I'll do the Mamma Kavis Baita. He quotes it. Perek Gimel Simen Aleph. All right. Did anyone finish the Rama Kamas? No, it's impossible. Did anyone finish today's Rama Kamas, aside from the one I put up on Sunday? Also probably almost impossible. Shari Shuvah was long. But we'll see. Maybe we'll see it today or Sunday. We'll see. Okay. Sunday, we're going to start the Sugi Vintage of a Shmurimat. Sugi Shmurimat is in two places. One's on Lamed Ches, one's on Mem. And they're tied together. Matzah of Shmur, the whole story. That's a very major topic we have to discuss. Then we can first go to visit the Matzah bakeries. Okay, I'm going to be Ramesh and Tavra. I'm going to be right near the matzah bakery today. Maybe I'll go in and make a pre-trip.
When are we going to go?
I think the week before Pesach.
That Sunday is after Pesach.
Not Sunday. Sunday, yeah. I'm going to go on Sunday. It's closer. They only bake Sundays in the Indian.
Yeah, before Pesach, they bake on Sundays.
The machine? Yeah.
I'm sure they bake on Sundays.
Yeah? We'll see.
Not the machine, the hands.
No,
machines are both factories.
Right, I know that. So I don't think the machine was based on Sunday, that's what I'm saying. So I want to go both on the same day, since I won't go on Sunday. Huh? I asked Rabbi Schwartz. I said, yeah, to make straight through. Let's go by. Hilka, Nira Likra, Vasa, the Paschika Chachamim, Ubda, the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, I am below Mayim. Lushali Bechalba means only milk without water. Below Mestaya, Mina, Eladi, Eshkilik, Ben Yom Mishan, Ubda, Yom Shani. Nothing to do with water. The whole riff is wrong. But oh, Nira Li. Oh, with a little gimbal. This is very important. The Letha, Lahai, the Yuka, Shadik, the Grav Afazal. How do we know we're talking about water? The Dumya, the Shoyer, Abonin, the Kituv, the Haino, Ede, Mayim, Ashri, Belisha. The reason that the Rif knew was talking about Mayim and their parents was, what does Kituv mean? It's called glazing, what do you call it? When you put a little bit of a schmear on the top of the challah to make it look shiny, like that. It's usually egg that you think of. So the Rif's like this. Kituv, Rabosai. Kituv is Mutter. And Lisha's also. Now Kituv means with water and apparent by definition. Except they're not mixed together so much. The basic dough is pure water, like a water collar. And on top you put an egg on the outside just for show. That's called Kituv. So Kituv is Mutter. And Lisha is what's also. What is Lisha? Like Kituv. Just like Kituv is water and this is the main dough and the apparent on the outside, that's okay. If you mix the water with the main apparent together, then it's not okay. But made Paris alone, Matachar Shemay. That's the Rif's deal. Says the Rush, not so fast. The Efsha, the Belisha, Atri, Afilo, Ain, Bo, Mayin. The Svilo, the made Paris, Machmitin, Af, Belo, Mayin. Kedam, Rabbi, like I'm on the Pirkin. The Kitav, Shari, catch this now. Afilo, Ayadeh, Mayin, how can that be? Should the Kitav, Dover, Muatu, the Ain, Machmitin. A new factor, a new wild card. A small amount of a little tiny piece of egg on the outside is irrelevant. It's ain't machmit. Rabbi Akiva, the shari lo shari le peres the chudayu, the lomai. That's the end of this discussion. No, after it's needed. After it's baked, there's no problem. After it's needed, that's how we do it. That's how the average baker does it. Make kalas, you make it, makes the dough, and then you put the paint there with a brush. With the egg colors, make it shiny. That's not much the way, nothing's changed in the baking industry. Right. Nothing's changed, not this. Oh. So the chorus also, that's the question whether it's a raya or not a raya. Let us discuss it too. What's the raya? I guess the riff holds, there's no difference between a lot and a little. This is for a little and a lot, it's a chiddush of the rush. The riff holds no such distinction. If no distinction, then the rye is a good rye. We're talking about the combination of the water with made papers. But after the Rishalmi goes to the subject of Rashi. Rashi is topic. The may beitim I chashivi ki may peiris I lo. He should nire le naim she isa tofachas v'natza ova yosem adei amayim. Feel they ploy. It's Rashi's tamuah ma'ovah. We discussed a little bit yesterday. Rashi holds the chora that may peiris are usher. Period. I found it in a number of sources. I looked at the first was the Mavs of Vitri. I looked it up last night in my house. Well, this morning. Mavs of Vitri. Mavs of Vitri, I didn't bring it in because it was a big fat book. I didn't want to slap it around. But I'll tell you what it says. The Mavs of Vitri, page 268, the standard edition, says as follows. Well, before we get to the Mavs of Vitri, what's the subject of Rashi? What's the subject? Whenever I said there are two stodim. Now what are the two stodim of Rashi? That's very important. What are the two stodim? No. What's the two stodim of Rashi? May basin, what are they? No, come on. What are the two stodim of Rashi? What are the two stodim of what? What was it?
Like
May Paris. Okay, or else what?
Mayim.
That's what you learned yesterday, right? This is May Paris. What's worse than May Paris? Right? That's how it sounds. So the question is just staring you in the face. What do you mean worse than May Paris? May Paris, bad enough. Rashi asked May Paris. What's the shot? Is it May Paris or worse than May Paris? Well, you're giving out Paris. This is what we yesterday.
beginning on Taurus, beginning on Malchus. And up to me then.
Man chas another beulah's bar. So chor rashi the pliya. Once you say it's us, or it's us, who needs it? So I thought first of a radical possibility. Gore radical. And we had a vein lomar on top of the page, the third line of this column, where the shin is. Vein lomar the hachdimish lokash ayri belomayim vafilochi sova the chavat nukshavi. Unless they have to rubble the command, the shari kimcha davishona. So we said that the ein lomar is as a machlokas amaroyim on this point. Or may peret machmitzim or not. Had a radical idea. Maybe Rashi never paskin the may peret sarasa. Rashi explained as a mafarish. Rashi said enough lamed vav and lamed hey the may peret sarasa. So maybe when it comes to psak halachas like the Rambam. What did we say pshat Rambam yesterday? And here's the machlokas between Rashi Rav and Rish Lakish, that Rabbi Nadavid's footnote says, and the Rambam passes the Kula like Rav. Maybe Rashi also passes the Kula like Rav. And while the idea entered my mind, I was stuck with this kasha. But Pasha Pshat is not the way. Pasha Pshat is that the Rambam, Rashi really held its us, so it was back to square one. So the no Dabi Yehuda asks this kasha. At the end of Simon Chafalah, that's the Marma Kermit, the very end of Nabi Yehuda Chafalah, the last paragraph and a half, he asks this kasha. And he comes up with the following terrace. He says, look, Rashi's Chumash Nukshas de Rabbonon. If Chumash Nukshas de Rabbonon on Pesach, so when they came to Erev Pesach, there's no Gzeira. On Pesach, yes. Erev Pesach, not. Where do you get your idea from? What's the difference? Look at this. On Pesach, the worst case scenario is Issacharis. The worst thing that can happen on Pesach is Koros. On Erev Pesach, the absolutely worst thing that can happen is a lav. He quotes the Gemara in of all places, Yevomis, of Kuf Yutes, where the Gemara says, when it comes to a harchoka, we find a distinction between Koros and a lav. They made a harchoka for Koros and not for a lav. So therefore he suggests that Rashi is referring to what? Erev Pesach. Erepes. On that basis, Rabbi Ol said the Tshuvas not to be Huda wants to be Matir lahalacha to eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach, like the Aruch HaShulchan said. Egg matzah on Erev Pesach. Maybe egg matzah, fruit, apple juice matzah, all the same thing. He wants to be Matir on Erev Pesach because the worst thing that can happen is eat bread Erev Pesach, it's only allowed. The male, even though it's Chavetz Nukshe, they never made our Chaka. So suggests another Yehuda. And then he has an interesting idea, a gorgeous idea. But he says he claims Ramos against him. He doesn't know the idea of the Aruch HaShulchan. He never dreamt of that. He says Ramos against me, I don't understand. Then he wants to make a deal with the Ramos, based on the Mogan Avraham. And even if you're going to say, he says, no, this is the last paragraph. Even if you're going to tell me that the Ramos asked an error Pesach, which is why he reads the Ramos, but it's only after Chatzos. Only after Chatzos. Not after 10 o'clock. Gives you two more hours. It's a big difference for both sides. For those who want to eat their egg matzahs, instead of davening at 6, they can daven at 8. That's quite a difference, probably, those views. Quite a difference. Against the Maril, though. I do. He says the parish against the Maril. The moment I'm wrong somewhere, I'm trying to know where it is. Anyone have another Yehuda here? Tuf Mem Gimel, right, this is a funny place. Tuf Mem Gimel, what's there? Tuf Mem Gimel, what's the moment I'm wrong? Thank you. Tuf Mem Gimel's a cotton bay, is that where it is? Hold on. Yeah. He says the whole child of a Leviathan there, a Pesach, what do you do? He says, if the Leviathan began, you have to finish it. If you can't eat after the time, 10 o'clock, Yochu Matzah Shira Obasa V'Dogen. Look at that wrong. Tough Mem Gimel Simchat Beis at the end. Pilei Ploim. What kind of Matzah Shira? Where Matzah Shira? After 10 o'clock, I'm not going to have Matzah Shira, the Maril said. What kind of Matzah Shira? Pilei Ploim. Karamata Shira. Says not to be good, it must be from 10 to 12. Though the Bogan Avraham is not so radical as to be matirist the whole day, because they assume there are more acid against the Rav HaShulchan. But till 12 o'clock, I'll call Panam Mitzvot. As he wants to pass the Nalo. And those who want to eat matir the whole afternoon in their face, he's not going to stop them either. But he's not willing to go so far and actually say it's really Mitzvot. But till 12 o'clock, he's already willing to say it's Mitzvot. That's a tremendous sleep, 2 extra hours, not to be good. Put him a big star, not to be good under the door of the shul, and sleep 2 extra hours. Here's the verse. Base test, not a beauty. We have one over here somewhere. We got one for washing area. It's not a beauty shoe. So we should there because they get up a little later. Then, Mosaic to Tare, he said, please. Masha is stopping Rashi and they base it to Klame Paris, Kimavua, Tos Lamed Hay. Lachori Pole, might have communal Rashi for Zeri. After we made Paris, Akati Nukshu, the Yosur.
We don't have it around. If we had it around, it would be Mutzah for sure the whole afternoon.
Yeah. You guys understand what Ramos so Machmir? There's no Kshash in the Torah by Nuksha and Erev Pesach. What do we about the Rabbonon for Rashi? Yeah. Il Molesh and Kvahorah Rosh HaMorim Shul Ramol Yisr Afil Erev Pesach Yisir Matir Matzah Shira Kol Yom Erev Pesach Dal Koponim Ani Morad Al Chatzos Yom Afil Ramol Mutter Matzah Shira. And it arrived from the Mogan Avraham, which we just read. Tough men, gimel, salts of cotton base. That's what he says. Halacha l'maisa, av katzos mutter, hamor l'hata kol ayol lo hifsid, v'mul l'tzorah tata filu eno l'tzorah kol avizokei. He's a big maker on the shadow. And then another view. But to get to the Marim. Oh. But what do you do with Rashi Tzofik? Well, Rashi Tzofik. Yes. That's not the Yehuda says. Right. And the Rabbi Real says, no. Look, she's also Erepes, the Chutzik, the Naisa. Look, Chutzik, the Naisa. Many Bishon will say it's Chavetz Nuksha. And many say Nuksha, the Rabbon, they still ask for Erepes. It's against us. The Dada Yehuda's love. What can I tell you? Not so posh. So I looked up the Mark Zavichi, page 268. He learned the different Pshat and Rashi. I don't have the words in front of me right now because I left it at home. But he has a different shot completely. The shot is as follows. Is May based on like May Paris? Or a both side, a third side. May Paris or my ear. Maybe May Paris was like water. That's the Shiloh. Not a free. Not like fruit juice. An egg. You know, the raw egg. It's like fancy water. That's the stuff in my mouth of victory. So now it's moved up beautifully. If it's made favorite, taka usher. You actually taka asher made favorite. If it's water, then it's butter. Which is, of course, Mishima. That's the shots in the mouth of victory. That's how the mouth of victory we continue to be calling magic. So the footnotes in the mouth of victory, I'm not sure who wrote them, he says, according to this, there's no other Yehuda's kashas are up. Yes. The question was as follows. If the Rashi, the way we read Rashi, either may pair space like a parent or worse. Frankly, it would be worse. May pair is also up. Now there's a new shot. Is may pair is up better? What? This bag is not taking ministry. Rashi. Rashi can make bread in my house, but you can't use it, period.
that minhag is what we are. We're afraid of the Ma'ar and the Achrim. Right? Rashi seems to learn Sadat Lam as well, even without water. Okay? So if this chart is correct, everyone's focused here. If this chart is correct, then the whole other Jewish concept falls off. So look here at the Russian. It's mountain away in the mountain of victory. Russian chart is that way. So look at the same as Shibboleth Halekes, Reishis Yudaleth. He quotes it, but he adds a couple of words and ruins it. So he adds a few words which seems to indicate the other way, the reverse. It's very common. So look at the original source. That's probably the first source we have. Marzer, which was supposed to be the Marzer of Rashi. Which was a city somewhere in France, when a Tamide Rashi wrote a Marzer. With all Rashi's in it, like we have this now, the Minhagi Maril, this is Minhagi Rashi. And that's where it's found, that's a very early source. Okay, Abbas. Ad kan es nekud. I wanted to do one more important nekuda before I move to other matters. And it is as follows. I asked the question yesterday with the reconstituted apple juice. What does it mean reconstituted? What does that mean?
Water.
They take a concentrate, they put water, they may put more water in than they took out. So first it's good news for the Jews. The Chas, I said next to Rabbi Lubech, Shalita, from OU. And he told me it's not true. And the OU and their egg masses use only natural apple juice. And they have a mashkiach, then they make sure they don't add a drop of water. Full-time mashkiach for the apple juice is used to egg masses. Ad kan shamat. So, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Now let's discuss what happens if they would add a drop of water. Just in case. We took a water gun and spritzed in a drop of water. Would that make it bad? The Chor Rambam says yes. The Rambam says, if you add Mayim Kolshu, it's a Lashon Rambam. We read it already twice. Very powerful Lashon in Rambam. He doesn't leave too much to the imagination. Rambam says, Ushalo Yisari ben Shum Mayim Ba'olam. Then this Ari ben Mayim Kolshu are Eilu Machmitz. Kolshu! Not of the Korban Asana. I've also said a korban and sandal is very important. In Sif Cotton Kuf. This I think was on the Marma Kovas, no? It's very, even though Bay's report was too long, Kuf was just short enough that we could somehow get through it. Also a little bit long. Rabosa, look over here. Shubas Ranach, Kelek, please. Kelik Bay Simonai and Dalad Rakalo Chiak Midivri Toshis Ailu, the Svili the Mai, the Melach Mikri told of the Mayan, the Lokatur. Kilotemahi Lokoshim Yakta Vatika, the Yashal Shoma, that we made Paris in Mayan. She Yashal Shoma, Shirashi Posak, Common Day and Lushin. Combination. The Akazer Kosim and Zorim. Zimkana Dian Tikshilok with three Purish Toshis, our Mayan Shari Vatika, Mishka Milcha, have we made Paris in Mayan. El Tzarech Lom, I listen to this out of Kiyo. And because of Marasho, that's why Mitzches, can be revealed, see, Mitzchalek, with Kamisus. It's really the Gampin, the bottle, Miyot, May Peres, with Gampin Mayim. With Mayim Gana Rom, Tav 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 Beis, the Kot, Nav, the Stavik, was there. The Nela, and the Rea, and the Menu. The Mavad Avram, he says, Pagak. All these sources, which seem to indicate that a little bit of May Peres is bottle and a whole lot of Mayim.
And the riff presumably holds that it would be identical. Maybe it would cause us there, but would be a problem. Okay, fine. Everything until now is the volume. Here comes the key lock. Gam is safe and pre Kodosh. Smorachain. Simon Tov Sam of Zion to Kod Chesvov. Isig al Shalom. The famous Shalom. Not Kabbalah, it's Halacha. Shalom, the Shnedukas of Bris. The Osem Mayim Mu'utim Kosho in May Paris. Does this line make sense, Rabbi Yosef? What did the carbon assailant just do over here? What did he pull off on us over here? What's he trying to pull off on us? A stunt. What did the carbon assailant just pull off on us? Are you awake? The riff presumably holds that it would be identical. Maybe it would cause us there, but it would be a problem. Okay, fine. Everything until now is the volume. Here comes the key line. Gam is safe and pre Kodosh. Smorachain. Simon Tov Sam of Zion to Kod Chesvov. Isig al Shalom. Famous Shalom, not Kabbalah, it's Halacha. Shalom, the Shnedufas of Bris. The Osem Mayim Mu'utim Kosho in May Paris. Ukvarachakni Mikushit on Marashah Dolesim. Does this line make sense, Rabbi Yosef? What did the carbon assailant just do over here? What did he pull off on us over here? What's he trying to pull off on us? A stunt. What did the carbon assailant just pull off on us? Are you awake? You're like half asleep. The carbon assailant is putting a fast one on you. Right, going right past you. What did he do over here, the carbon assailant? We're still in the month of Adar. What's the theme of the month of Adar? V'na'apohu. What did he do over here, the carbon assailant? He's unbelievable. He just moved, you know, without you looking, like a sleight of hand. We're talking about until now. A tiny bit of what? May Paris and a little bit of what? And a lot of
water.
And they had rye after rye at its mutter. All of a sudden he gives a dig to the pre-chodesh. Who's talking about the reverse case? A little bit of water, a lot of May Paris. Who said they're the same? Rebbe Shalala. They're not the same. Because we have the pre-chodesh, we look it up as rye after rye brewer. Even a masha who is assets. The Rambam is a beferish. The Rambam is, we just read it before. The Ran and our daf is beferish. Take a look at the Ran. Everyone has a Ran. Open up to the Ran. There it is. Page Yud Beis and an Aleph. Dibur Maskel Vatika. Avomayim Gemurim. Look what he writes. Vatika Shari. Machas Shol Kemach Shem Avashem Oz Tavar Kinnah B'milcha V'mishcha. V'lo Asrilina Lo B'shem Milcha Shul Mayim U'mu'uro V'mashem En Wai. It's not really water. It came from the ocean, but it's salt water. But it's not really water. Avomayim gemurim chayshinon b'kol shehem. Even a kol shehu of water, he says, would aser, would aser may peiris, even the mala hakwetz, according to others, according to at least slowly, according to the Rambam and the Rif. That's very important. Kol shehu. The Chodesh is right, and the Rambam on his side, the Rambam on his side, and all the riots that the Kovenant and the other great other way around. It's unbelievable, an avohu. Oh. So now open up to the Shulchan Aruch. Either if you have either a Mishnah Brura or some Magen Avraham, so I'm not sure you get a Shulchan Aruch, one kind or another. Here's a Mishnah Brura. Do you want a Mishnah Brura? There's a whole bunch of Mishnah Brura. No? Please? Everybody have one? Simon Tov Samav Beis. Yesterday in Shiva we read Tif Alam of Beis. Today we read Tif Gimel. Mutter Lalush B'yayin Af Al Pi Shehi Efshlo B'lo Tipas Mayim Shenofeles B'shas HaBotzir different story. The Mechaber at first glances against everything we just said. He seems to be matir. One minute, please. Mayim, which has may Paris, which has mayim. Hold on a second. You just got to be saying in the previous sif may Paris and mayim. The Marim Lahachmitz. So our first instinct is to say it's this battle, small amount. If you look at the Sivvav for a minute, it says, Chita, have you seen Sivvav? Chita, Shenim Tzitzvash, Obiyayin Vachomets, Mutter, Uvilvad Shalom Nisare Bohem Mayim. So what do you see, Rabbi Osai? A little bit Mayim pulls into this big bottle of honey or wine or vinegar. A little water mixes in, it's already no good. So obviously it's a steer glue between what and what. Come on. What new? Siv Gimel and Siv Vav. What do you mean?
Gimel, it seems like first the water is coming into the Vash, and Vav, it seems like first the peat ends of Vash, and then the water is coming.
Who said? Doesn't say low yisar, low nisar, past tense. Nah, I don't think it's true. So Rabbi Osai, if you miss the brewer that I asked you to look at, Sivkot Mat, Sivkot Yud, is that correct? Not there? Quote what he calls the Rov Achronim. The Rov Achronim say that the general rule is that it's us. Even a bash of water asks. So what's Pratt and Siv Gimel? Special halacha. Not a special halacha, is it? If you mix water into wine and the wine is somehow fermenting, then the water becomes wine. The chemical process of fermentation takes that water and makes it into wine proper. It's not now considered a mixture of wine and water. Had it been considered a mixture, it would be us, the mashal. It's considered rather what? Pure wine. Pure wine? We made a Mishnah Berurah. I gave away my Mishnah Berurah. What does it say? Rovach, loud. Even a mash is no but. What does toseis mean about that? Bubble. It starts to bubble and ferment or whatever the process is used in the making of wine. Continue. Through this fermentation or whatever bubbling process that takes place, the chemical change. So then, it becomes wine. It's not a mix. It's pure wine. But that won't apply to apple juice. Won't apply to any other beverage. That's what Rovach Ronim said. If that's the case on both sides. Take one drop of water, mix it into the apple juice to make egg matzah, forget it. No matter the hot mix it, you can't do it. That's what Rovach wants to say. I must be honest, it's a minority view. The minority view is the Chok Yaakov. So I ask you to see. The Chok Yaakov is Medayek in Lashon and Mechaber, Sif Gimel. The last three words.
Kodem
Shaloshu Ahisa. This is according to the way the Rovach wrote it, but else three words don't make sense. Shouldn't say Kodem Shaloshu Ahisa. Kodem what? Shanasi Yayin. Kodem Shetosat. What do you want to call it? So, if you look on the Gilead on the side, in Eshel Avraham, he says, the Mayim Shemashlichim Tochel Acher Abotzir Ein Lahakal, the Shivla Nikwa Toseks. That's the Rovach Ronin. But the Chok Yaakov argued in the Rovach Ronin. No. He's Medayik in the Lashon. It's only a problem if the water gets mixed in Bishat Lisha. You throw in the water in as you're kneading the dough. Then you throw in the water, it's no good. But if you mix in water with the apple juice and the next day you use that mixture to knead the dough, no problem. That's the Chok Yaakov, Sivkot Nvav. Aye, the problem is, Rabosai, Sivvav, he asks it. So the Chok Yaakov writes as follows. Look carefully, please. U'mikomakom tzrichen shimur, kimo isa shenilosha b'mayim. This is a very unusual Chok Yaakov, very interesting. It's against Torah Mada. He says, Aval gav de mei peiris grei de machmitim, afilu shasa kolayom b'li esek. We're assuming Rabosai, the Mechaba holds. The mechabel may perish all day, won't become chomets. Mikomakom, kevin sheyeshkan ma'at mayim v'socho. If there is a little bit of water inside, imkein yesh chashash chimutz al kolponim b'mokom ha'mayim. The chomets b'mashu v'kalav. Mokom ha'mayim. He talks about a case. I have water. I dilute the apple juice with a few ounces of water, and I say, well, whatever the water is, that's going to cause chimutz. Water is, I thought the water isn't. The water is now one big dilution with the apple juice. How can you isolate where the water is? So it's a complete mixture. But that's what the Chok Yaakov says. And by saying this, he's able to save the day, Rabosai, in Sivvo. He wants to know, please, how come the Mechaber is Machmer in Sivvo and Megal in Siv Gimel? But the answer is Pashut. In Tiv Gimel, you're kneading the dough. As long as it's a kneading process, you don't leave it stagnant for 18 minutes, it's mutter. Because the worst case is water. Water is also mutter in the first 18 minutes. But in Tivav, you didn't knead the dough. What happens? You find a kernel of wheat in a bottle of wine. The kernel of wheat in the bottle of wine was stagnant for a day. If the wine has water mixed into it, so whatever the water is in that wine, that miracle, new kind of new science, whatever the water is in that wine, that water and that wheat will interact and make it the chametz, because it was stagnant for a day. That's the Chok Yaakov's term. I can see why Rav Achron disagree. I mean, I'm pushing based on science. You hit the water in the middle of the wine, I thought it's all big, one big thing. Torah Mada, I don't know. So the Torah Mada view is followed by Rav Achron. Like that. That they're the ones who hold it. Must be the distinction between toasts and not toasts. It's science. Okay. Yeah, okay. No, he's just pushing it over there. It's okay. This is what Rob Postman said. They're right. You have to be very careful with the apple juice for the egg mass. Luckily, they all use it to take care of it. I'm both saying what I did not get a chance to do at all is the last Maramoka, Shari Chuba. At the back of Brock. Anyone see it yet? Who read the Shari Chuba? No? Okay, so after we end Shir, which is about a half an hour from now, you'll still have an hour to read the Shari Chuba. Hey, take an hour. We shouldn't take it that long, but it's pretty long. It's all about the Brock. It'll give you a good feeling. It's the Yitzhak Brock. I couldn't find, so far, a good source for the Osru. I know there's a lot of diatribes about the Brock, but I looked at the source where I thought I'd find it. I found a very measured... So I'd like to do, if someone finds one of these anti-Gebrock diatribes, I didn't have a chance to look at the State Heaven, I probably should have, probably there. So, I really think it's not the Gebrock, I don't think it's talks about it. Alright, so we'll discuss that on Sunday, and after we finish talking about Gebrock, then we'll talk about the Sukkot Sun, Sukkot Shmur about it. We'll start with that men, it's about the water and the wheat coming together, the Mishas Ketira, the whole story over there, and then we'll go to Lamed Ches with the idea of the Shmur. Alright, those are the two major Sukkot for next week. Okay? Today I want to discuss with you a little bit Parashat Shavua. We'll start with the Pasuk. And then we'll move to some newspapers. I'll explain myself in a minute. Stop. There's a medrash out of Tashi Sakude. Shana Rabbo Sangam. Me Shahayu Nipas. I nipas the Shromat Alishka, Loya Nipas, Lobapargos, Kafos, Lobantaya, Shem Yasha Yomu Mitchuma Talishka Hashim. Shahadim Sarah, blessed they are Briya to death, Shil Sarah, Deva Mashanema, the East and the Kiyam, Hashemim Yisrael, the Mishnah Shkola Perigil. Umosha Yagizbo Lasmo, Amalekas Amishka. How can it be? Ela B'shah, Shomer HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Sheyasa HaMishkan V'yad V'yavo Kol Ish V'gomer V'kamiyah, maybe you call on the Dava 2 days. Holach Moshe V'osve V'hen Cheshben K'evan Shepolitim Cheshben Omer Lehem Kach V'kach Yotel L'Mishkan V'yesa Sitzim Mishkan Eidus Havei Ere P'kudei Mishkan Mishkan Eidus. Moshe Rabbeinu had to give a din v'cheshbon, had to give an accounting procedure in order to avoid any chashash. If I'm not mistaken, there's another chazal I can't find here, I thought it was here, on the pasuk of Be'esa Elef, which we read this morning in shul. Sam Balkarit, the first pasuk in the third aliyah today, saying in a very loud voice. You ever hear that, Minik? Not more than just regular Zagarish. They make it very, very loud. I think it's based on a medrash, but I can't find it in the medrash Rabbi here, that there was a chashad against Moshe Rabbeinu, that perhaps he took money from the Mishkan, Shalom Kedin, and then when he came up with the full money with the perfect accounting, that was words for Esa'ela. So they said in a loud tone of voice in order to shudder the importance of avoiding chashad. And therefore, Moshe was able to make a lot of noise. Alpha Pekin, he felt it was necessary to make noise when it came to the this issue. You know what? I think it's in the Tanchuma. I think it's the Medrash. I don't know if you have a Medrash Tanchuma in the Medrash. No? You look at the Medrash Tanchuma, that's what I think it is. Okay? Why are you in this introduction? I feel it's necessary. Well, I usually don't talk about these things too much, to speak out about certain issues which have been raised. We already mentioned last week, as soon as we came back right after Purim, about the incident which took place in the Marathon Apel. I pointed out to you that according to everything that we were able to figure out, on P'alacha, this is Osir. And even if you consider the Arabs to be Amalek, because we discussed, we're trying to find every tzad, you know, if you find any justification, the first thing someone said to me Shabbos morning, Rabbi, can you find any justification of this on PLO? We explain even if it's Amalek, which is questionable, even Amalek is only a chiv on the tzibur, and you can't just take the law into your own hands, and you can't just decide everyone's a roidif, and everyone's a roidif. So I mean, the rosin is the rosin is there, and the tzib one says, that's the three candles of it. Fine. Now, since that time, since it was last Sunday, am I correct? Am I weeks right? It was last Sunday, now it's 10 days, 12 days later. That's what finished. I said my piece. To the end? No. Because I have been accused, I don't mean myself personally, no one's written about me that I know about, but the yeshiva has been accused of fostering an atmosphere which is hospitable to the creation of these kinds of attitudes. And I feel it's a very serious charge and allegation. And based on the Medrash Kashi Sukudeh, we have to respond. You know, I usually would never respond to something, but there's Chashad over here. Chashad that the Rebbeim and the Yeshiva are saying things which could lead individuals to do such things. there was a couple of references with the Chag HaSmicha, but those were paying careful attention. The expression creeping fundamentalism came in. Chachamim Yizaru B'Divreichem. It should be Pentachuvu Chol HaGolos HaRalem, and a beautiful shot. That if you say something and someone else takes what you said and misinterprets it and goes kill somebody, you're Hog B'Shogeg, B'Chayim Golos. Of course, this student was here in the Yeshiva before I was a Rebbe. But no one can accuse me of saying anything to him that led him to this conclusion. But despite that fact, it seems to me that there's been a lot of unfounded and unwise and harmful accusations made in the press. And I begin with the New York Times, because that's what sparked this whole thing on my part. I'm going to the Yeshiva yesterday in the morning, and the dean tells me in the car, the New York Times today is a letter written by someone. The letter is written by a man named Rabbi Shlomo Sternberg, Cambridge, Massachusetts, March 3rd, 1994. Printed in the Yesterday Times of March 9th, 1994. Okay. Baruch Goldstein received his education within the modern Orthodox community. It's hard to believe that such a person could become a mass murderer solely as a result of the depression of recent events, including murders of his close friends by Arabs, or the charisma of Meir Kahana. It must take years of training. Hear this? Hello. Dr. Goldstein was a model student at the Yeshiva of Flatbush, Yeshiva University, and Einstein Medical School. I have yet to hear public statements of contrition from the leaders of these educational institutions. What? You know what this paragraph is? Well, this paragraph is the Gemara in Gittin. What Gemara are we talking about? Kamsa by Kamsa. So first of all, that a Jew should attack Jewish institutions, an Orthodox Jew, a Rav, a professor, should attack Yeshiva Flatbush, YU and Einstein, for he didn't hear, because he didn't hear the public statement, as of March 3rd, well, on March 1st, 1994, the following statement was issued by Dr. Norman Lamb, president of Yeshiva University. Quote, "This was a senseless and reprehensible act that fills us with a profound feeling of sorrow as individuals and as Jews. Murder and bloodshed are revolting and are morally abhorrent to us as a people. Like all men and women of goodwill, we condemn acts of brutality, whether they are perpetrated against Arabs or against Israelis. The time has come for the killings on all sides to stop. This is my firm conviction, and it is one that is held by the overwhelming majority of the Yeshiva University community. Issued March 1st in response to an inquiry." Don't understand. How can you attack the leaders of the Yeshiva University without checking first? If this letter had been written February 28th, only March 1st, maybe early in the morning before this came out, I don't know what time it was. Was there any facts at 10:30 in the morning? I don't want to... Where? If you call up Yeshiva University and ask what statement was made. How can you write a letter to the Times? How can any responsible person write a letter to the New York Times, read by many anti-Semites, without at least calling first Yeshiva University and a telephone call? At least it's from Cambridge. It's a long distance phone call. Make a collection. Huh? Hey, New York Times loves it. They're out to get us. Edison's notes. Go look for the correction somewhere or other. Go look. That's another issue. But before we get to that, before you write a letter, call up the yeshiva. Beyond that, I was told, and I don't know if it's true, the Rabbi Eliyahu of Yeshiva Flatbush also issued a statement. I don't know when and how and what. Yeah. Before by March 2nd already also had a statement out. And it's written March 3rd. Ribbono Shalom. With the loudspeaker, he must have probably also wrote something. Whether they were required to write something, that's another issue. There are rabbeim in this yeshiva who have felt, have expressed, that there's no need for everyone to sign on letters condemning this action. Not because they think the action is correct. No, not for that reason. No, I've heard, not heard any rabbi say the action is correct. But for the reason that, look, Ha'ish echad yechtav al a person did something. We assume that the person was not, we'd like to assume, we'll get to that later, that he snapped or whatever. He was not in any way representing a group. He was not a representative of any yeshiva, of any shul, of any Jewish group. So they claim there's no need to write anything. So that's arguable. They're right, they're wrong, and that's a very tough question. But there was statements issued. How can you write an article that's letter to the paper? It's unbelievable. Chachamim yizaru b'divreichem. Rabbi Lamb said that before he saw this chart. Chachamim is rabbi. Chachamim yizaru b'divreichem. Watch what you're saying. What you're printing in the New York Times. You're punished. This is fodder. Grist for the mill of anti-Semites and anti-Orthodox. But, it continues, you know, since no statement, which is not true, and since it takes years of training, which is also not true in my mind, well, who's in the next year of training? Vegetation. Is he a psychologist? He's a math genius. I don't know what's in psychology, but he doesn't take years of training. And maybe the year of training came after you left Yeshiva University, which is the truth, which I'll show you later. Raya Barura. Besides from all that, look at his conclusion, you hear it? But the educational institutions of the modern Orthodox community in Israel and the United States have drifted over the years into a form of literalism, fundamentalism, and obscurantism in their religious program. You hear this? Now we know Pshat. Now we know Pshat. Because we have literalism, fundamentalism, and obscurantism, that's why this has happened. Now let's go straight. When did this individual graduate from the Yeshiva University? I don't consider Einstein College of Medical School to be a I don't know. I only want some Einstein. Halavai Einstein should be more fundamentalist. I mean, I don't want to get involved in Einstein now. It's another issue. But he graduated Yeshiva College in 77. 17 years. Even these, we'll see soon, these trends that have been perceived by certain individuals haven't happened within the last 17 years. After he was already out of here. So you can blame me now because you don't like something happening anymore. You were 5 years ago, so crazy, it's literally a non-sequitur. Combined with an excellent secular education, this tends to lead to a rebellion against religion at one end, an absolute mental compartmentalization at the other with attendant zealotry and extremism. I don't understand. I mumbish don't understand. If he thinks it's true, this rabbi, there was no nidmitzim to print it. I don't think it's true. The facts, we know some of the facts are not true. I don't think the whole the analysis is not true. And there's somewhat of an irony. On this next page, there's a classmate who quotes a protest against war by a 13-year-old Baruch Goldstein in the Shiva Flatbush Hebrew language elementary school yearbook. Very gives you the creeps, gives you the shivers. I want to go further. What? This article's okay? So, yeah, what's that? Yeah, I don't know, say who it is. It's mind-boggling. It's a very, very, what we call it, our part of Choshevayin. Very smart, very bright, Talmud Chacham. Certain very key figures over here in this place. I don't understand. Now I want to discuss with you two articles from Jewish newspapers. One I received faxed to me this morning from the Jewish press that came out, I guess, yesterday, today. which was written by Rabbi Louis Bernstein. You may know that Bernstein is very sick. You have a refuah shleima. And he writes a letter to Baruch. And it's a very moving, you can cry when you read it. Baruch Goldstein was my student during his yeshiva college days. Oy Baruch. That's how it starts. First paragraph. Oy Baruch. You were kind, gentle, epitome of goodness. Some journalists asked how I can remember you for so many years. The fact that I call you Baruch should indicate the relationship. There was a unique chemistry in a student-teacher relationship and gender an occasion. What if my beloved Baruch, what happened that Purim morning? When after the Megillah I heard that a doctor had killed Aaron Chevron, I instinctively knew it was you. I hurried home and my heart sank to the ground when my fears were confirmed. I cannot tolerate hearing you, my gentle Baruch, the caring and loving healer, strongly condemned and vilified. Those people never knew you. There's a difference between condoning a terrible and unjustifiable action by an individual and passing judgment on his total being. Baruch Hu, I joined 44 rabbis, which is diverse views, Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Novich, Rabbi Yehuda Amital, in condemning as strongly as possible what you did. The damage is immense and will continue to reverberate. This list includes many who are opposed to the Rabbin peace agreement and view it as a historic disaster. You have permitted the Peresis and the Alonis to label all of us as an entire Yesha movement as irrational fanatics. Baruch Hu, it is inconceivable to kill innocent people in worship. You recall how we reacted when the Arabs started a war on Yom Kippur? Your victims are not military personnel. No, Baruch Hu. This is not the act of a Jew, let alone a Ben Torah. But I do want those who follow you at Yeshiva University and the Jewish world to understand you. Perhaps they will also finally learn what you didn't, that the end did not justify the means. There were also consequences that impact on others and that one doesn't even recognize. I'm sure that you wouldn't have acted otherwise had you known how the terrible consequences of what you did was spelled out as a murderous attack on the Lubavitcher young men. Bechule. The left has already utilized your action as being characteristic of all those who oppose the necessary surrender of the land. Part of the federal Yesha. A government minister even suggested banning Aliyah from Brooklyn. Yeah, Yard Saban, I don't know where it is. Logically, one should not transfer responsibility from an individual to action to a group. President Clinton urged that Israel not be held responsible for your actions. Of course he's right. But Jews are still being held responsible for something we did not do centuries ago. You know what he's talking about. The other major religion, not Islam. Surely Arab atrocities since the peace negotiations commenced surpassed the number and intensity of what happened on the Purim day. Bechula. Did you capture the headline? What are different standards for Jews? Baruch Hu, do you remember the last time we saw each other? Where was it? The foot of Har HaBayit. I gently warned against the road you were following as a devotee of the late Rabbi Meir Kahana. It boded no good for you. You smiled a beautiful, gentle smile that said nothing. That was a road which would only lead to disaster, and it did. Oy Baruch Hu, what a loss. Your parents, your widow, your orphan children, the Jewish people, for more your devotion and talent, for a boon and a blessing, so that something snapped and the bloody and totally unjustified murders followed.
Good Lord, be with you, Baruch Hu. And may your tortured soul now find peace on his wings. Yeah. everlasting love, Louis Burns. Masterpiece. Finally, the previous week, the Jewish week, Rabbi Bernstein has a long interview, a quotation. Talks about Kahana. And he writes as follows. We tolerate this business. We tolerate all forms of extremism in the Orthodox community. We allow extremism in all forms to breed. And we give them credit because they're doing the right thing and their intentions are good. Rabbi Bernstein said of the Jewish press, a widely read Orthodox speaker that he himself writes for. There, look. As a publication replete with the kind of extremism that he said provided a breeding ground for Goldstein's deeds. Few leaders bothered to denounce the Kahanist ideas regularly disseminated through the paper, while politicians continued looking to it for votes. This is what Rabbi Bernstein is quoted. Rabbi Moshe Gorelick said, the Orthodox, the president of the RCA, the Orthodox community has too long bred and tolerated the kind of extremism which leads to unjustified violence. Well, I would like to make my comment about this. That the Orthodox community bred it, I think, is no question, it's true. It's the way it is, the fact. Can't argue that the Orthodox community is the main, breeding ground for Kahana double Orthodox. And it follows. I'm not an expert in Kahanism. Say up front, I'm not an expert. I already made my point clear before. We don't advocate killing anybody. We can't take the law into our own hands. Forget about it. Not allowed. Push. But that we, as all Orthodox Jews, be criticized because of Kahana, you have to be very careful in your analysis. Kahana didn't kill anybody. He was killed by somebody. Now, all of a sudden, someone's blaming the victim. Kahana was killed by an Arab, who I think walked the streets now. I don't know what happened. Sure. And Kahana never, as far as we never killed anybody. Kahana's followers, unfortunately, took the teachings of their mentor, and they interpreted it to mean you can go kill the mitzvah to kill. Is that an interpretation, a misinterpretation? I don't know. I said, I'm not an expert in Kahana. But to blame Orthodoxy because there exists Kahana, and that someone who took Kahana is like twice removed. The two Orthodox leaders stand as like as the scop of many in their community and indeed in the broader Jewish community, where Goldstein is being widely depicted as simply a crazed individual and his murder is an insane act committed by one man. That's how I thought. Quote Shelley Woodard, president of the OU. We don't believe this is an Orthodox religious issue. We must respectfully defer to the rabbis to say whatever they like. But I don't happen to believe that. This is why the OU has no statement out. What's the issue over here? One person did something. We say it's wrong, that's the end. I'm making whole trouble about it. The OU, as a matter of policy, barred Kahana from appearing at its forums over the last 30 years. Okay? And our goodest spokesman says, Goldstein's act was deranged, it cannot be condoned. But asked if our good opposed of a kind of ideology, he said he didn't want to discuss it now. Not our focus now. Which is not such a crazy answer. They never were, our good was never in favor of Kahana. Believe me. They're very much opposed to Kahana. People have gotten up at their
from the Gizabim. But what's the Torah? I know for a fact that up there it's less with Kahana, the strongest possible term. And all of them following even much less extreme Kahana. They're not an activist group. Even that original article, which I started with in the Times, I should make an interesting point over here. He says, this murder was not committed by non-religious national extremists, nor by the ultra-Orthodox. To the contrary, the ultra-Orthodox group has withdrawn from the secular world and mainly instilled personal passivity. There may be many criticisms of the ultra-Orthodox from the larger society, but militarism is not one of them. That's correct. We want from our good ones. We want from that. I think what's the Mizrahi. They said they condemned the Hebron murders. But they also say, which is true, how can it not be true? Preceded by a long list of murders by extremist Arabs surpassing the number killed in the Hebron mosque. I don't know if I have to measure surpassing. I can mean that, but I'm counting one of them. But it is true. Something must have snapped in the mind of the dedicated physician, said the acting president. As opposed to the murders who were perpetrated by organized gangs who boasted of them. I mean, come on, you know, it's wild. I was told that in the Times, a fellow, Rosenthal, I wonder, said last week that when a Jew does one act of murder, one single isolated act, so everyone's expected to go scream and yell and yell. Was in the Arabs are killing all over, but it's well, Shashu. So like Bernstein, he's not against. He says there's anyway. But then I don't understand this. They have random interviews which yield us a support for Bernstein's view and some evidence against it. Somebody is quoted as saying, a student in the yeshiva. He says, you know, I was shocked when I heard about the murder. It's a quote, direct quote, I don't know if it's accurate. I also thought, you know what? Finally, someone's getting up and making a statement. Granted, what he did was ever so slightly radical. But it had to be done. And I'd rather have it to a Jew doing it to an Arab than vice versa. This statement is outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Chachamim is over the Rechem. Pamidim is over the Rechem. Give it to 20-year-old students. Every 20-year-old kid is printing his words in the papers if everyone agrees. Bring it, Shalom. And then he quotes a 21-year-old student who says that on the Saturday after the slaughter, his rabbi spoke in glowing terms about Goldstein. I don't understand what a rabbi is. I don't understand that. Chachamim is before, okay? Different story. But very, not the impression, you know. He was a very fine man before. No one denies that. Everyone believes that. Then he quotes others who say that the states are no good. I don't have to quote that. Then there's another rabbi quote who says the school indeed at YU has a problem with extremism that stems from the shrinking down of the school's moral universe. Huh? Shrinking down of the school's moral universe. A swing to the right squeeze out any dissenting voices. Analyze everything.